saw Spencer, I think, and Luke. You want to join us up here, Spencer?
Here, have a seat, guys. Here, come over here in front of me so you can look at, I got some pictures to show you. Let's see. We had a way to let other people see the pictures you're seeing, but now it's not working, of course. So I'm just going to let you guys look at it. Hi, guys. So. No, I got the wrong. Here we go. All right. First, we're going to look at a picture of some bread. Do y'all know what goes into bread? How do you make bread? Yeah.
Wheat and flour.
You need some flour. What else?
Basically, you use wheat and flour and a couple other stuff, and you make the dough, and then you put the yeast in, and then that makes the dough rise when you put it in the oven, and then you basically put it in the oven, and then it rises, and then you have bread.
All right. You got anything to add to that, Luke?
No.
All right. What about cookies? Okay, Luke, let's let Luke add.
Chocolate chips.
All right. Yeah, pretty much like that, but chocolate chips and eggs, a couple other things. Strawberries. How do you make strawberries?
You don't make them, you grow them.
No? You can't mix like some straw and some berries? No. All right, bad joke. Bad joke. Bananas. Can you make bananas?
Nope, you grow them too.
No, you could like mold some clay to kind of look like a banana and then paint it yellow.
Except that wouldn't technically be a real banana.
No, it wouldn't be a banana. All right. Well, we're talking a little bit about fruit today, about how fruit come to be and how you make them. I want to first tell you about my favorite fruit.
Or grow them.
This is my favorite fruit. You know what fruit that is?
It looks like
maybe either a date or, I don't know, a giant date.
Walnuts?
No, this is my favorite fruit. This is a cacao tree. It's where chocolate comes from. Is chocolate a fruit?
Cocoa.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to say chocolate's a fruit. Some people can correct me on that. It's my favorite fruit. But that's where the cocoa bean comes from, right? That's where
cocoa,
yeah, cacao comes to the tree, right? So they grow in these pods, big pods like that. And you open them up, and then there's big seeds inside, see? All right? And then Cameron and Simon and I saw this process. We visited a chocolate factory one time, and you could see
chocolate. How
this happens. And then you roast them. That's what they look like when they get roasted, right?
Look like acorns.
Yeah, they look a little
they're
like kind of nuts.
Really good.
Yeah, and then you grind them up and you get the cocoa, and then you can do what? Make chocolate bars and hot chocolate.
Yummy.
What else? I'm getting you hungry now, right? I thought about this because there's a lot of chocolate in our house.
Chocolate cake.
Yeah, chocolate cake. Hi, Spencer. Come on up. So this is how you. This is what the cacao tree looks like. Now, I'm going to switch. Well, let me ask you this. What's it take to grow a good tree? What do you need to grow a tree?
Luke? Water and sunlight and seeds.
Yeah, water, sunlight, seeds. Anything else you can think of that you need to grow a good tree?
Soil.
Yeah, you need good soil.
Fertilizer.
You got to be in the right part of the world sometimes. Not all trees grow. It takes a lot of work. So I'm going to switch subjects a little bit here. Well, what if I wanted to play the piano really, really well? What would I do to learn how to play the piano?
Simon knows.
Oh, let's say Spencer.
Go to piano lessons.
That's right. Go to piano lessons. That's right. And what if I wanted to fly a plane? What would I do?
Go to flight school.
Go to flight school. And
that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, that's good. And what if I wanted to become a more patient person?
I would probably take a series of challenges to make myself more patient. And then I would put a chocolate bar in front of me and look at it for
10 years.
Rewards, yeah. What if I wanted to become a more loving person? How could I do that? Can I go to loving lessons?
No.
Not so well, right? Well, that's what today's Bible scripture is about. We're reading. Yeah, they should make loving lessons. There probably are some people trying. There's probably a bunch of books about that. But today's scripture we're reading is from the book of Galatians. It's the letter that we've been reading that the Apostle Paul wrote. to the church in Galatia. And he talks about this, and he says, you know, learning how to be a more loving person, a more patient person, is a lot, it's less like learning how to play the piano, and it's more like growing a tree. Yeah, Spencer, what?
That's what me and my mom and dad were talking about this morning.
Yeah, you were talking about that this morning, how to become a more patient, loving person. No, what?
I forgot.
You forgot. All right. Well, the Apostle Paul says that becoming a more loving and patient person is more like growing a tree, where it kind of just has to be in the right place, and it has to be planted right. Right. This is what he says in the scripture. He says, "I'm going to read it to you." Paul writes. No, I'm just reading it to you. I'm not inviting you to. Okay. Paul writes, "What happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity, that's like peace. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness fills all things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments. We don't need to force our way in life. We can direct our energies wisely." So that Paul says it's more like growing a tree to become more loving and more patient, right? And so we have to be filled with the Spirit, and that means we have to become like Jesus through being with other people who love Jesus, through serving people, through worshiping together. So this is what we do when we come together in church. We do all these different things together. We try to put our roots in the right place, plant the right seeds, give it the right water and light, and see where the Spirit helps us grow the qualities that we really want. So it's a little different from some of the other things we learn how to do and that you're learning how to do in school. So Miss Leanne is now going to talk with you more about the fruits of the Spirit, which are what we're talking about today, how we grow fruits, how we become more like Jesus through growing, through being planted in Jesus and in the Spirit. So thank you for coming up and for your good questions. You can go